Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Open with me, if you would, to Matthew chapter 22. We're going to pray before we read this. We're going to talk about love. And Bambi. No. Boy, I got a lot to say about this, okay? So I hope you got seatbelts, hats, helmets maybe even. Because we're not going to talk about Mamby, Pamby, Bambi kind of love, okay? Love. Love you with the love of the Lord. And I believe in loving you with the love of the Lord, but it's the love of the Lord, okay? And that's really what we're talking about. God himself is love. This isn't lovey-lovey, you know, wave your hands back and forth. I love you with peace and all this other stuff. Remember, Jesus came to bring a sword, didn't he? Yes. Now, did he come? He was love. Was the sword in love? Disciplining children. When you discipline your children, is it love? Yes. Now, to the kid, it doesn't feel like they love you very much. Does it? And so, I'm going to have you sit in the back if you don't stop it. It doesn't feel like love at the time when there's discipline there. But what it is it helps you to grow up in the right way. Is that right? Is this the same way that God is? When he brought the sword, he gave you a choice, didn't he? He said, go on one side or the other, because if you go down the middle, it hurts a lot. Sword's coming at you. What do you do? Move to one side or the other quickly. I love you with the sword of the Lord. Hallelujah. So is there judgment in love? Absolutely. There's everything of God is in love because he is love. He is God. Okay, so love can't be what some people think it is. And I just experienced this the other day with somebody that I know. Out in the world, they were leaving their wife because they loved somebody else. And I could hear them. They're like, oh, I love her. No, that's your stupid emotions, okay? This is what the world thinks love is this love mamby-pamby thing. Well, what's going to happen when all of a sudden they disagree over something? All of a sudden, I don't love you anymore. Well, like the way I used to. It's their flesh. It's their emotions. Now, let me ask you a question. Is God a bunch of flesh and emotions? No, he's not. He's the one that came up with marriage and he designed it around a covenant. That's love, whether you feel it or not anymore. Well, I just don't feel it anymore. Tough! Love stays with it when you don't feel it. That's what love is. God is love. Is God a God of covenants? I mean, I can get all over everybody's toes if I want to. But that's what we're going to deal with, all right? And I tend to not want to deal on this topic because we have such an impression of love as being a mamby-pamby thing. Just this weak personality thing. Well, yes, I just love everybody. I love the bad, the good, the evil, and the wrong, and everything else. Well, no, love is straight-on holiness. Love, that's what you tell somebody. Repent. When he came and he told them to repent, what was that all about? No, we just let them do it because we want them to be free. We want people to be free. Yeah, to die and go to hell. You're free to go to hell, but I love you. No, that isn't love. Love is discipline. Love is correction so that you can stand up and be everything you're called to be. Hallelujah. Sorry, I just had to preach at you a little bit there before we get into this. Because I'm going to try to methodically bring about these points to show that God is love, okay? And I don't want you to think for one flat instant that it's just this mamby-pamby sheep floating up in the sky. Meh, meh. It's not. I don't think God appreciates that image of himself either. It's just love, love, love. Matthew 22:36 through 40, and we're going to pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your glory. I thank you for your ability to get your words and your message across to us, that you may reveal yourself in this meeting, in these people, in these words this evening. We receive you right now. We open ourselves up to you, and we know that you are speaking to us directly through your word and your spirit. We love you, Holy Ghost. We make place, we make room, and we enter in to the glory that you've prepared for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Matthew 22, verse 36. Master, which is the great commandment in the law? And Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with some of your heart, a little bit of your mind and your soul, a little bit of your mind and a wee bit of your strength if you can. If you could. Because I love you and I'll let you do whatever you want. But if you could, do it this way. And everybody will be happy and we'll all get along. Verse 36. Thou shalt love. Command. Do you know what a commandment is? I haven't even read the whole thing yet. A commandment. Do you remember the commandments? Thou shalt love the Lord your God. It's a commandment. What if you give your kid a commandment? Do not go and stick your tongue on the hot embers of the stove. Why?
He's just being mean. He just doesn't want me to do that.
No, he doesn't want you to burn your face off. Stupid kid. You know how many stupid people we have in the body of Christ? Can I say that?
They didn't go, God just doesn't want me to have fun anymore.
No, he doesn't want sin to kill you. And that's what it'll do. It'll lead you down the wrong trail, and you will die and go to hell. You want that? No, he doesn't want that. That's what discipline is for. That's why he drew the line. That's why he's saying this. Getting way ahead of myself. Which is the great commandment? Jesus said, Thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart.
All?
What about the other stuff? Well, I don't know. If you can squeeze it in there with all your heart loving God, I guess you could have some of that too. But I don't see how it's going to happen. Probably see where we're going here. Where are you going to go with this commandment? It's the first commandment. Loving the Lord your God with all your heart. And people wonder why you're a fanatic. Just trying to fulfill the first commandment. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. The second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. He says it's like the first one. On these two, everybody say two. Commandments hang all the law and the prophets. He hung them all on this. So what are the whole law? All of it. All of the Old Testament and all of the prophets. Now think about the prophets. What did they do? They brought forth the law, right? And they brought forth all of the word of God that we know of today. All of the word. Everybody say all of the word of God. Hangs on these two things, loving the Lord your God with all your heart and your neighbor as yourself. Is this a big deal?
Yeah. Yes, brother, but I've heard the love message before.
No, you haven't. You've heard, and think about it. Think how you think when you think of the word love. We have all of these squirrely ideas about it. But is it coming from the area I'm going to show you tonight? It's got to come directly from God himself because he is love. And if it's some other way than that, then it's not even love that you're talking about. You're talking about feelings. You're talking about emotions.
Brother, I don't know if I'm going to like this message as much as I thought I was when I knew you were going to talk about love. Where's my flower?
Oh, you will afterwards, because love is powerful. Think about it. All of the things that we're going to see this tonight, love is it. It's God himself. He is love. So when you're loving your neighbor, how are you loving him? How are you loving him? In the power of God himself. This is the commandment. Have we been doing that? No, I've been trying to patty cake my neighbor and love him with the love of the Lord, and I don't even know what it is. All the law and the prophets, all of it, hangs on two things, two commandments. He hung them on it. Where do you hang your prophets? On the first commandment. Jesus is Lord. Are you saying to me, brother, that the power of God running through the streets, shaking people, causing them to go to one side or the other, possibly even dangling them over hell just to shake them up, that's the love of God? Absolutely. If you could see where you're at and see the future and see the past and see what is about to happen, then that is love. God revealing himself to you in power. And there's a great shaking going to be taking place. Do you know that? A great shaking. And it does. How's it come? Comes through the power of love. If people aren't willing to have their mind rearranged by the word of God, then they've got a problem already. So do we have to have our mind? Are we willing to have our mind rearranged to start to see love in a different capacity? It's not feelings. It's not. You think God motivates all of heaven and all of earth by feelings? What do we know that he operates it by? Spirit and what? Truth. What's the truth? His word. His word is love. And we'll get into this. And we know that his word is not, it's black and white and sometimes red, but mostly black and white, isn't it? Not too many feelings there, are there? He must not care about our feelings if he's going to write it in black and white and tell me just the way it is. What about my feelings? I don't feel like it's that way. Tough. All right, let's read this. Galatians chapter 5, verse 5. I hope you're ready for this. But we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. Were any of you here for the hope series? Through the Spirit, we're waiting for what? The hope to be manifest. How? The righteousness of faith. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision avails anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which works by love. So he's saying in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision. What's he talking about? He's talking about all the law and the way that people used to have righteousness with God, right? They would do the law, they get circumcised, they would do all of these things. And it says, in Christ Jesus, none of it's availing anything. Availing means to overcome. It doesn't overcome anything. It doesn't progress you in anything in Christ Jesus. What does progress you and avail and cause you to overcome in Christ Jesus? Faith, which works by love. You mean faith doesn't just work by me working faith? No, it works by love. Do you see that? So do you think it's important to know about love? Because according to this scripture, it's going to make your faith work. Are you going to make your faith work? Now, and this is where a lot of us Word of Faith people miss it, because we're always trying to get more faith to get a result. When God is the author of faith, it is his faith, and he says that faith works by this substance or thing called love, which is himself. Do you think it's your love, your feelings, your emotions? You can work it up into having some kind of manifestation of faith? No. It's God himself working the faith. This gets good. I hope you guys are ready for it. In Christ Jesus, neither circumcision avails anything nor uncircumcision, but faith, which works by love. Romans 1:17 says, the just shall live by faith. What was the first commandment? love the Lord your God with all of yourself and love your neighbor as yourself. Then he says you're going to live by faith. If I could take you, and I was thinking about this, but then it was going to take too long because there's so many scriptures that talk about faith, hope, and love. So many of them, Richard. I mean, there's just, look them up sometime. Just type in faith, hope, and love in one scripture, and they'll just, they'll come up, and you go, what? We know, now abides faith, hope, and love, but the greatest is love. Well, why would the greatest be love? Because he is love. He operates faith. And when we learn to operate in faith by him, it's much different than you operating it yourself. People still here. Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You getting some of this? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by what? God's word. And he said, faith works by love. Hang on, I'm trying to build this thing up. You ever read a novel? It takes like 12 chapters before you can actually get into it because they're introducing all the characters. I have to introduce the characters first. You know, and then they describe them in great detail. Harry, he only had 3 teeth and 1 eyebrow. He was very smart. No. Why do they call him Harry? Well, it was the eyebrow. Deuteronomy 6, go back there, I want you to see this. All the law, all the prophets are hanging on this, but in Christ Jesus, one thing avails, faith that works by love. Do you understand? We can't take that out of context and say, well, only one thing avails in Christ Jesus, and that's faith. It avails, brother. Faith, 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 faith. No, it's faith that works by something. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. Verse 6. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. So let's read this slowly. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, right? We understand that? With your heart? Not your blood pump, that means your spirit. And, everybody say and. And all thy soul. And all thy might, right? We think that's it. There's another and.
What do you mean, brother?
He says, and these words which I command thee this day shall be in your heart. Okay, then he goes on to tell him you're going to teach them to your children. Where did he put the emphasis? How? He's not going to tell you to do something that you can't do. Because he just told you, which seemed to be an impossible task. I've got to love the Lord my God with all my heart, all my mind, all my physical strength, and these words which I command thee shall be in your heart. He told you right there how you were going to do it. It's going to be by his word. Well, if we know anything, we know how did God get himself into the earth. We knew this. We've been down this road. He spoke words. All the law, all the prophets. What was this about? It was about him speaking words into the earth, speaking himself into the earth. And when he came, who came? Jesus came. The word made flesh. God so loved the world that he sent his word into the earth. Do you see? So how does God get himself, he is love, and we'll see this in a minute. How does he get his love into the earth? Through words. And he said the only way you're going to be able to love him with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength is how? Through his word. This word is going to be in your heart. You're going to hearken. You're going to hear. Faith comes by hearing. Welcome, people. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 5. Whoso keeps his word, in him verily is the what? The love of God perfected. Whoso keeps his what?
Word.
His traditions? His feelings. Sister, to make the marriage work, you got to keep your feelings. No, you got to keep his word. Now, we know that the relationship between God and man is what? It's by what? It's by words, and it's likened unto a marriage relationship, isn't it? It's the covenant of words. Whoso keeps his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Now, you can take this on both sides. You can go, yes, the love of God in me is perfected outwardly towards people. But initially, it's perfected, and you're going to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. How? Because you're starting to see his word. You're starting to see how much he loved you. You're starting to see how great this God is that you're serving. Revelation after revelation after, pretty soon, you love him with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. Who couldn't? Only people who don't see, people who don't know. In him verily, verily, is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. How do we know we're in him? By his word and the love that's being perfected in us. He that says he abides in him ought also to walk even so, even as he walked. Hallelujah. And we all agree that Jesus walked in love, right? Even when he overthrew the money changers, had to be in love, right? He was the love of God manifested. Jesus is Lord. Go over to chapter 4, 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. You're born of what? What are you born of? God. Now, how did you get born of God? And I'm going to keep going back to this because you got to see where love comes from. And it is not a mamby-pamby thing. It's not a feeling. It's a force. It comes from heaven. It's a power. And it is God himself. How do you get born of God? His word. Somebody speaks his word. Where did it come through? All the law and the prophets. You repent. You receive his word into you. You are born of God. You're born of what? You're born of love. He just said that right here. Hallelujah. 1 John 4, 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. He that loves not knows not God, for God is love. Everybody say, God is love.
God is love. He is lovely and he is love. He's like a flower in the wind.
I wish I could do something about this, people, because he is not that kind of love. If God is love and you're born of that, you're born again into his image as his child. You are born in the same image that he is. And all of those things come with him. And if we have this image of love as just being a soft, gentle thing, and believe me, there are times when that is exactly what he is. When the Holy Ghost comes around you, sometimes he's soft and gentle, but other times, straighten up, fly right. You're born of God. Hallelujah. Let us love one another, for love is of God. Everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. He that loves not knows not God, for God is love. God is love. He's not a feeling. He's a person. Go down and read verse 14, actually verse 16. 1 John 4, 16. And we have known, And we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love. And he that dwells in love dwells in God, and God in him. What did it say you believed? You believe the love. It says so right there. Look at that. Believed the what? Did we just see how this is the fulfillment of the law and the prophets? What do they speak? Words. We saw how God brings his love into the earth. It was by speaking words. Jesus was made flesh, dwelt among us. He was the Word. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. It was by speaking words. Now he says we've believed the love. Speaking the truth in love, you grow up into him. I'm hoping, and really the whole point of this message is to heighten our awareness to what love is. It's not just a feeling. Everybody say, love is not a feeling. Love is God's word. And he said, if you'll keep my word, you'll abide in my love. Do you see that? What if you don't keep his word, and yet you feel nice about everybody? You're not loving them. Brother, that's harsh. Tell me about it. Glory be to God forever. Did you see that? What are you believing? You're believing in the love. We have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love, and he that dwells in love dwells in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Go with me to Hebrews 11:6. Brother, I just don't feel like you love me like... Yep, feel. You don't feel. My love for you is not based on feelings, and you should be thankful. Do you always feel like you love somebody? No. Do you? Come on, be honest here. No, yes, I always feel. I love them with the love of the Lord, and I always feel like I love everybody. Ooh, let's skip around the room. I don't think so. Besides, you're not loving them with the love of the Lord unless you're loving them in the Word, according to what the Word says. Brother, you love the Word. Yes. Because through the Word, it's how we can know him. Are you guys still here? This is exactly what we've been talking about. How did he get his love into the earth? It was through the Word. When we line up and we keep his commandments, when we keep his Word in our heart, we become his love. And guess what we can have? Everything that faith will produce, because it works by the same love, which is himself. Some of these concepts are just too hard. You know, they're not mental things. You've got to grab on them with your spirit, man. That's why the concept of love, everybody's put it out into this filial love and all this other stuff. There's all kinds of love, brother. It's the first thing that people do when they preach on love. Well, there's three kinds of love. Three Greek words. It's like, shut up. We need to know that God is this thing. And he told us to love him. What's he doing? He's trying to mesh you two up together so that you become like him. Did you see those two verses? We've already read them, and I wanted to go to them later. But he says, be like him in the earth. Well, how are you going to be like Jesus in this earth unless you're walking in his word and walking in his love? Hallelujah. Not your love and not your feelings, goodness. You feel one day up, one day down. I love everybody. I hate everybody. It's a love-hate relationship. I love a hate. And God's going to subject himself to that? That would be squirrely. And we'd be all like, how did you become God? If you're going to do that. Hallelujah. I hope you're getting something out of this. Hebrews 11:6. And do you see where this can take us, people? As a body of believers, where can this take us? Can we fulfill everything, all of these things that God has said? We know it's there by faith. But now he tells us this faith is going to work by this thing called love. We know it still comes through the word, but I'm showing you here a better way, you know, and we'll get into that too. Paul said what? Now I show you a better way. Didn't he? He said, oh, all these gifts of the Spirit, but I'm going to show you a better way. But we got to go at it from the right way, or we're all going to think it's his feelings. Until you don't get your cookie basket, and then your feelings are just, I've had enough of the church. But when you love the word, you show yourself to be a lover of the living God. And the more you of the word you know, and the more you really know it, the more his love takes, he consumes you until it's all of your soul. All of your heart, all of your body even gets consumed by this faith and this love. Hallelujah. Brother, I never heard about love that way. Exactly. Where did I say to turn to? Hebrews 11:6. Should have just quoted it. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. What did they believe? Remember that scripture? We just read it before I talked all that time in between. You're believing in the love. How can you believe in love? I believe in love. Brother, don't ever do that again. Thank you. I don't think I ever will. But we've all heard, I mean, the world would go along with that. That would be a number one, you know, if somebody actually sang it well, that would be a number one song on the radio and everyone would back it up and we're all love, peace, and we all believe in love. Yes. Amen. Could it be the love we're talking about? It can't be, because you put the word of God on the radio, on that same station, they'd be like, oh, and all their feelings are flip-flopped the other way. We love everybody except them. Them, those who hold up the word, we don't love them. But everyone else we love, hug a tree. Whatever. So we're believing in love. Look at this verse 6, but without faith, remember, and faith works by what? It's impossible to please who? Him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is. And we're believing in what? Love. We have believed the love. You people still here? Would, and you must believe that he is, and that he's a what? A punisher. How can you know that apart from his word? You can't. And when you know his word more, you realize how much his love is for you. And you believe that he, the love, is. And that love is a rewarder of you. As you diligently seek him. What was diligent? Would you have to diligently seek God to obey the first commandment? And how are you going to do it? It's by being in his word and having his word in you. We're going to see Jesus here in a minute. It's like a broken record over and over and over again. Abide in me. And my words abide in you. And then you abide in my love. And my Father abide in you. What is this? Why? Because love is a lot more than this thing that people have made it out to be. It is the power behind faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Luke 1:37. For with God nothing shall be impossible. We're believing in the love. You come to God, you believe that he is. Do we know that he's love yet? Did we read those? He is love. We're believing that he is, and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. With who is nothing impossible? God, who is what? Who is love? See, now put it back into that realm again, and it makes no sense.
With love, all things are possible.
With Barney, nothing is impossible. Really? Let's send Barney out to start, you know, to fix the stock market then. Let's send Barney into politics. We'll vote for him for president. Let's send Barney into any situation, some troubled marriage. Let's send, you know, onto people's messed up relatives and relations. We'll just send Barney. He loves them. They love him, right? Helga, there's a purple dinosaur at the door. Should we let him in? With God, nothing shall be impossible. All right, you got to see this, people. We're talking about he who said to stay in his word until you know the love of God. Loving him with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind. There's only one way that can happen. That's through his word. And he said you begin to abide in that word and abide in that love, which is himself. He says he's going to come and dwell in you and abide. And then he says nothing is going to be impossible to you. This love cannot be this feeling thing. Faith works by it. Do you understand? I've got to get this over to you. This love that God's talking about that is himself is not just emotional feeling. It's not some way we think about things that makes everybody happy. If it was, when Jesus came time for Jesus to walk across the water, he had to go and make sure that he was feeling right. Now, am I happy with everybody? Is everybody happy with me? Because I can't walk across. Because faith works by this thing, which was God. And hopefully we'll get in this. I don't know. This is such an expansive topic that the Holy Ghost comes in and he sheds his love abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. And he said that the way we operate, the best way to operate in all the gifts is through the same power. It's the Holy Ghost. It's love. I'm telling you, this is a difficult thing to get over to people because we've been trained and brought up in so many other forms of love. And people have no idea what it is. And that's what I mean by we got to change the way we think towards it, because it is not what the world has brought us up with, or even our parents. It's not. This is what God is bringing us up in. To number one, love him with all of our being. And then we can love our neighbor as ourselves. Why? How are we going to do that? In his love, in his power, in his word. Is that making sense? Then you're going to be like Jesus in the earth. That's how you love your neighbor. Are we there yet? No. I still want to patty cake everybody. All right. Glory be to God forever. James 1:17. Remember, we're believing in what? We're believing in the love. Must come to God, believe that he is. Right? He is what? He is love. And I know this is starting to twist your thinking. We believe in the word, don't we? Yes. We believe in his word. Is God in the word? Yes. He is the word. He is the word. But he says he's love. So the same force, the same substance, the same himself is in the word, is in love. It's how it manifests. That is love. And you will have no comprehension of what love is and until you're in the word and you get it from that source. James 1, verse 17. Every good gift, every perfect gift, is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. We're believing in love. We're coming to God. We believe that he is. We're doing this by faith. But faith works by love because we're believing in this. And when you start to see this through the word, you realize, is this his word? This is his word. And when you start to realize that all the good things and the perfect things come down from him, you start to see the great love that he is. And we behold it with open face from glory to glory and are changed into the same image. Then we can love our neighbor. as ourself. But the first commandment is to love him with all of our being. Because you won't be able to love your neighbor the way he wants you to until you do that. Does that make sense? Or he would have put it, you know, put that the second commandment. Put the other one first. Did he put the second commandment first? No, brother, that's why it's number two. Well, once you're perfected in love, then you will know God. No, he said, get the word in you. Let it change you. Then you will know his love. Then you can love your neighbor as he would love. Because why? He's the one that wants to love your neighbor.
Yes, he does.
You guys ready to grab onto this? Telling you, if we can learn how to walk in love, we can learn how to operate in faith, and we're to learn how to operate in all the gifts of the Spirit by the best way, there's no stopping us. There's no stopping this people that will do this. But we've got to know what it is. And it's not what everybody says it is. And matter of fact, they'll say that you're not walking in love. How many times have you heard that? How many times? You're not walking in love. You pray for something. You pray with somebody. We've done this in our own situation. We'll pray for something, right? We're going to take God's word. We're taking God's word. We're taking a promise in God's word. We bring it up before the throne of God. We believe that we receive it. From that moment on, when we pray and we believe we receive, as far as we're not concerned, it's a done deal. But then you walk away from it, and the moaning starts, and the complaining starts. Well, what is this? Doesn't seem to be happening. And I don't want to hear it. We've already prayed over that. That thing is taken care of. We've called that bill paid. I don't care what anybody says. It's a done deal. Well, you're not walking in love. You're not walking in love. You don't want to come and patty cake me over it. You hear it? Do you know how many times, you know, if you've walked in faith at all, you've heard this before. And what do they call us? Well, you're callous and you just aren't walking in love. That's unchristian behavior. Really? What about when Jesus, you know, he said, if you don't eat my flesh, drink my blood, and they all turned around and walked away. He turned around to his disciples, and what did he say? Oh, please, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. Sorry, don't go away. What if I don't have a crowd? What am I going to do? Can't take up an offering. Is that what he said?
No.
He said, what, are you going to go too? This is the truth. If you can't handle it, you might as well go. Go back to your little fishing business there. Bubba, was that love? Not according to some people in the world. They would say, you're not walking in love. Maybe, and all you did was slap them on the head and say they're healed. Now you don't want to even talk to them anymore. You want to go hold their hand and sit by the bed and rub them. Get them a cold compress. Nothing wrong with cold compresses. But once you believe God, you're in faith. That is love. Remember, faith works by love. So don't tell me when you're actually in faith, if it is really faith. Maybe it's just stupidity. But if you're actually in faith, that is love. Stop whining and complaining. We believed God for that. And don't say anything else. It's a done deal. Brother, that sounds harsh. Love sometimes is harsh. Talk about Smith Wigglesworth sometimes, you know. My goodness. Better have your faith in order before somebody like that shows up. He'll just shake you. Spit on you, tell you to be healed, and next! Right? Depends, and he would be one of those that would be criticized all the time for just not walking in love. Get ready. You start walking by the power of God in real love, in the word of God, operating in faith by love, people aren't going to like it, and they're going to call you as you're not walking in love. Isn't that amazing? The one thing you're actually doing, that's what they say you're not doing. What they really mean is you're not being lovely like they thought. Or you're not patting their emotions the way they thought, which they thought was what love was.
Hallelujah. Abide in me. You there? John 15:7. If you abide in me, and my what? My words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples. What kind of fruit are you going to bear?
Much,
but it's going to be word fruit. You're abiding in him. His words abiding in you. That's how you abide in him, is having his words abide in you. And he says, you'll ask what you will. Why? Because it's his word. And it'll be done unto you. Then you're going to bear much fruit. What kind of fruit? Word fruit, love fruit. Brother, you're bearing love fruit. Yes, but some people don't know what it is. They'll be like, what kind of fruit is this? It's very harsh. Read on. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. Verse 10. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love.
What do you mean? You don't want to come over to my party? Because you're going to church tonight? That's not lovely. You're not walking in love.
I'm getting in the Word. I'm abiding in the Word, and people don't understand it.
Why won't you come to my party? You're not walking in love.
And they wonder why you're not running with them like you used to.
You're not spending the time you used to. You used to like to come over and watch science fiction movies. Why aren't you doing it all the time?
Because I'm abiding in the Word. His Word's abiding in me. Now, is that person going to think it's love? You know, and I'm just using silly examples here, but we can all come up with examples of our own that says this is walking in love and the world doesn't think so. Because they don't know what it is. It is God. So they don't know what God is or who he is. But you do, hallelujah, if you abide in me and my words abide in you. Then he says in verse 10, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. Do you see how these things are constantly connected? It was the first commandment, love the Lord your God, and let my words abide in you. Now here's Jesus saying the same thing. If my words abide in you, you will abide in my love. You can't know the love of God apart from his word. If you think you are, you're outside of it, and it's not love. It's feelings, it's emotions, it's something else, it's nothing. Even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Isn't that amazing? Now he's going to send you to do the same thing. What if Jesus decided to get out of his Father's commandments by always saying what the Father said and try to pad everybody because it didn't seem like love? Do you think he had the opportunity to do that? Come on. All of the things that he did that just irritated everybody? You think that it's walking in love to get in front of a Pharisee and tell them that their father is the devil? Is that love? Are you reading this word? He said he abides in God's word, and that is love. That's exactly what the Pharisee needed to hear. And you aren't responsible for what people do with it. Now, I'm not telling you to go out and blast everybody. Carlene, be nice. You can still be nice, but you're going to abide in the word. You can roll down your window on the way home. Repent! What? The guy rolls his window down. Repent, I say. Your father's the devil. They probably go, yeah, I know. You've met him, haven't you? Hallelujah. Point is, you can't know what real love is apart from the word. You can't.
It's impossible. And you can't even figure it out. And I tell you, every single one of us has been brought up screwy. Myself included. Why is your father spanking you? Because he loves me. When did you say that when you were a kid? No. Discipline. Kids are like, what? What? I got to go to the bathroom. Hallelujah. Go to Ephesians 3. We'll end with this. You getting anything out of this? I want you to meditate on this, pray about it. Start to ask God to show you his love, because we've been so messed up. We don't really know what it is, okay? But he says everything functions the best way by it. Did we see that? That faith? Is faith a good thing?
Yeah.
Is faith a good... Can you get all things are possible to him that believes? Yeah. Nothing's impossible to him that believes. Say it any way you want. It means the same thing. Nothing's impossible to you, brother. If you believe, but he said this faith is going to work by love. And then all the gifts function the best way through the same power of love. This is exciting. And I find it to be more exciting that I don't have to tiptoe around and skip and hand out daisies all the time. You there, Ephesians? Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. For this cause, this is Paul praying for the church. The church at Ephesus. Everybody say the church, at Ephesus. Now that means they were what? They were believers. They were saved. They'd already received the word, right? They'd already been filled with the Holy Ghost. Look in chapter 19 of verse Acts. Of the book of Acts. Chapter 19, they were filled with the Holy Ghost. Means they speak with other tongues. So these people are saved, baptized, filled with the Holy Ghost. People, the church at Ephesus. Now Paul goes on to pray for them. Hallelujah. For this cause I bow my knees, both of them, unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. You know what your last name is?
Yes.
It's of God, whatever his last name is. Glory be to God forever. Right? You're named after God, and we could go there. He is love, right? So your last name would be something that means love, I'm sure. Tanja love. Carlene love. Richie love. Oh, goodness. Oh, that's disgusting. Hallelujah. Oh. All right, verse 15. Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant who? So he's praying for God the Father, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. He's praying for them that they would, that he would grant them, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. You understand? Paul's praying for them to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in their inner man. That Christ may dwell in their hearts by what? By faith. That being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend. You people still here? He's praying for the church. Obviously, they were messed up too. Still. In their comprehension of love. He's praying for them that they can know the love. That they be strengthened. And we can pray this for ourselves. Pray it that we be strengthened in our inner man. That Christ may dwell in our heart by faith. And faith works by what?
Love.
Look what he said. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. Did you see that? I don't know if you saw it. Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you be rooted and grounded in this thing. What were you rooted and grounded in? The faith? No, the faith is working by something that you're rooted and grounded in. Verse 18, that you may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height. Breadth, length, depth, and height of what, brother? To know the love of Christ which passes knowledge. Well, if we're Christians, we must know, already know the love, because it says we love each other. Well, why is he praying for them then? So that they could enter into a greater comprehension by faith, being rooted and grounded, strengthened in their inner man, in that love, so they can comprehend the breadth, length, depth, and height of what? This love, it's got to be something more than a feeling. Oh, they'd be running out in the street. I feel it! I feel it! I saw the breadth, length, depth, and height. I don't think so. He said where you're going to understand it anyway. It's in your inner man. He was praying for them they'd be strengthened. Obviously, it must be something you got to be strengthened to comprehend. It is God himself. Don't tell me you don't have to be strengthened to comprehend this. But the point is, you got to be strengthened on the inner man so that you can handle this love. That you may be able to comprehend what is the breadth and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. When you are filled with all the fullness of God, do you think faith's going to be a problem? Faith works by the fullness of God. He said it was love. And when we're filled with all the fullness of God, do you think you're going to have a problem walking in the gifts of the Spirit? No, you're going to be just like Jesus, moved with compassion. Can't tell you how many times, and we'll get into that, how many times Jesus was moved with something. Yes. Moved with compassion and healed the sick. Yes. Moved with compassion and forgave sins. Moved with compassion and fed the multitudes. He operated by this love. He obviously was strengthened to the point where he could know the depth, height of the love of God, which passes knowledge. Hallelujah. And this is my prayer for you. We're going to know this. We're going to get into this. Do you think that we can, together, believe God to come up to a greater understanding? We're going to pray for each other. Do it this week. We'll do it now, but we're going to pray for each other. We can be strengthened in our inner man, that we may be able to, by faith, comprehend the love of God, which it passes knowledge. So if it passes knowledge, obviously we don't know what it is. No, obviously the world doesn't know what it is. It passes their knowledge. And it's also that thing that operates faith. Faith works by it. The gifts of the Spirit work by it. You ready? Because we're going to enter into it. And it's not what we think it is. It's not what we think it is. If it passes knowledge, it can't be what you think it is. Can it? Look at this. Go home and read this a few times. It just gets bigger and bigger. It's like something you don't want to swallow. Remember when your mother made you eat cold peas or something? It's like, I swear, I only put 3 cold peas in my mouth. How did it grow into that big of a thing? Brother, I don't know if that's a good comparison. Well, me either, but you understand what I'm talking about, don't you? It gets bigger. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Verse 20. Now unto him. Did he put this here just because he didn't, like I said before, he had this verse of scripture, he had to insert it somewhere. It didn't fit anywhere else, so I'll just stick it here. No, he says now. After what? After you've been strengthened on the inner man. Right? After you've come and you began to comprehend the what, the breadth, length, and depth, and height of the love of God. And have been filled with all the fullness of God, who is love. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. What's the power? It's the love of God. It's a power. It is what operates faith. It is what operates all the gifts of the Spirit. And we can know this, but it's beyond natural knowledge. And we have to be strengthened to handle it. Are we going to walk in this? And these are the kind of things that you've got to make up your mind beforehand that you're going to do it. Because if you don't, like I said, it's just going to grow in your mouth and you're going to go, no, I can't swallow it. It's too big. He says, you're going to abide in me. My words are going to abide in you. And then my Father's love will abide in you. This is where the power comes from. And I've tried to get you here before that this is where the faith comes from. It's not your faith. It comes from his, but it's his faith. Glory be to God forever. Well, Father, I'm going to pray this for you right now. Father, in Jesus' name, you are of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. I ask you to grant unto us, every single person in this room and every single person that hears these messages, grant unto us, according to the riches of your glory, to be strengthened with might by your Spirit in our inner man, that Christ may dwell in our hearts by faith, that we, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend what is, with all the saints, what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto you that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to your power that works in us, unto you be glory by this church, by Jesus Christ throughout all ages and world without end. Amen.